back nine. It's time for another round of up of the sporting action from the sports desk, and this is Brian Gall with this week's report. First of all, from the First Division of the Worcestershire Cricket League, Hagley did a big favour for neighbours Pedmore by thrashing bottom of the league Cookley on Saturday. Cookley earned only one league point from that defeat, confirming their place at the very bottom of the league table. The significance for Pedmore was that the result kept them just out of the bottom two clubs in the First Division league table, because they too lost again on Saturday by 5 wickets at Stourport. By coincidence, the scores in the two games are almost identical. Cookley had scored 133 from their innings against Hagley, who went on to win the match by 7 wickets. Pedmore were all out for 132, and Stourport won that encounter by 5 wickets. Pedmore are one of the three teams struggling at the very bottom of the First Division. Two of them will be relegated at the end of the season. There's a huge gap between these three and all the other teams, while at the top of the league, Bewdley and Stourport are clear of the rest, and one or other are likely to be this season's champion. In the second division, Old Swinford are back up to second place in the league table, thanks to a big win against Enville on Saturday. They scored a pretty remarkable 347/8 from the 50 overs. That's an average of virtually 7 runs an over, while Enville, in reply, managed just over 200. Belbroughton sank from second place to third after losing the closest finish of the day against Bromyard. Batting first, they achieved a total of 227/9 from the 50 overs. Their opponents finally overcame that with a 6 hit off the penultimate ball of the match. Starbridge Cricket Club continued to lead Division 3 of the Birmingham League thanks to an away win at the weekend. They won at Newport by 66 runs to consolidate their position, although chief rivals for leadership in the league, Rugby, won as well. And I can't finish cricket news without mention of England's stunning win in the first test against India at Edgbaston last weekend. What a gripping match this was, all done in 3.5 days, with the result in doubt until the end. Both sides found batting difficult, with the exception of Virat Kohli, India's captain, who produced a masterclass in the art and very nearly won the match on his own. I can't wait for the next episode, which gets going at Lord's on Thursday morning. In Speedway, Wolverhampton Wolves were thankfully back home on Monday evening and introduced a new signing, Jonas Andersen, to their squad, which has needed strengthening, as shown by their recent results. His contribution was not greatly required as Wolves ran out comprehensive winners by 56 points to 34 against Leicester. It took the Wolves 3 or 4 heats to really get going, but once they achieved that, it was plain sailing. Tonight, Wednesday, will be anything but as Wolves travel to meet league leader Swindon. News of that next time. I mentioned last week that Andy Murray was on the comeback trail, appearing in the Washington Open tournament in the USA, his first competitive action for a year. He felt it necessary to withdraw from that event after winning through the first 3 rounds. His third round match ended at 3 a.m. and he would have been due on court again in the quarter final later the same day. He felt that was too much for his body to take so early in his competitive comeback. However, the Murray family still triumphed in Washington. Brother Jamie and his Brazilian partner Bruno Soares won the men's doubles title. Over in California, Jo Konta, Great Britain's number one female player, raised a few eyebrows when she beat Serena Williams 6-1, 6-love in the first round of the Silicon Valley Classic tournament, but she fell short later, losing to Elise Martens of Belgium in the quarterfinals. Well, it's August, so it must be the soccer season. I can't say I find much enthusiasm for soccer when it's still high summer. The Premier League does not get going until this coming weekend, but the lower leagues began on Saturday with mixed results for West Midlands sides. In the Championship, Albion began their quest to return to the Premier League with defeat at home by 2-1 against Bolton. Birmingham City drew 2-2 against Norwich, while Villa didn't start until Monday evening when they made a good start to the campaign with a 3-1 win against Hull City. Walsall won 2-1 at home against Plymouth in League One. When the Premier League begins this weekend, Molineux is sure to be packed when Wolves open their account for the first time in a few years in the Premier League with the visit of Everton. Wolves' Chinese owners have splashed a lot of cash on new players, and there's even been talk this past week of the club leaving their historic Molineux ground for a new stadium elsewhere. No way, say the fans. Let's hope all the excitement to welcome the new season is not misplaced. And Finally on soccer, Glass Boys, that's Stourbridge Football Club, start their season on Saturday. News of that next week. These past few days, the sport of cycling has shifted from the roads of France to an indoor track in Glasgow, where the European Championships have been taking place. In fact, cycling is only a part of these championships, which comprise swimming, also in Glasgow, diving in Edinburgh, and athletics 1,000 miles away in Berlin. The athletics component is only getting started this week, while cycling and swimming draw to a close. The medal table from cycling and swimming, as I write this, has Team GB in second place, with Russia far and away in the lead. In the swimming, I was greatly taken with the mixed relay, in which the teams representing each country field 2 male swimmers and 2 female. They can go off in any order, so you're likely to find men and women racing each other. The British foursome were brilliant, particularly Adam Peaty in the breaststroke leg. Peaty himself had earlier broken his own world 100 metres record. The man from the Midlands is still on top of his game. And Tuesday was the first day of serious action from the Athletic Stadium in Berlin, where Team GB got off to a brilliant start, winning gold in both 100 metres, that's both men and women. Dina Asher-Smith won the ladies' race in a time of 10.85 seconds, equaling the fastest anywhere in 2018. And if you heard that great 200-metre and 400-metre runner from the past, now-turned TV pundit Michael Johnson, describe her achievement, you may have realised what a star she has become. We did even better in the men's 100 metres. Team GB took both gold and silver in that race, which was won by Zarnell Hughes, with Rhys Prescott just edged out. With all three of these still to take part in the 200 metres and the 4x100 metres relays, more medals could be in the pipeline. There could be another gold in the offing in the men's decathlon. It's about 30 years since Team GB had a serious competitor in that event, which comprised no less than 10 different disciplines, but Tim Duckworth leads overnight after the first day, and he could go on to take the gold medal. The favourite in this event, a German athlete, was disqualified after 3 fouls in the long jump. It's going to be an exciting next few days, both in Berlin and at Lourdes, where the second cricket test match against India starts on Thursday. News on these and much more next week. Until then, it's goodbye from Brian Gall.